Lakers. Third down and six to go for Harbor Beach at the Laker 33-yard line.
That's what Harbor Beach is looking to get back. You lose a yard, you got to get four or five of them back. It's four down territory for Harbor Beach, no question asked. But this is another good opportunity for that Lakers defense to give their offense another shot. Third down and medium, third and six. They can come up with a big stop here and force an interesting fourth down conversion play.
Less than five to play now. Hand off to number 42, Ethan Hessling, and he goes absolutely nowhere as big man 78, Blake Smithers, stops him in his tracks for absolutely no gain on the play at the 33-yard line. So Harbor Beach facing now a fourth down and six inside Laker territory.
A playmaker on defense, Blake Smithers, is got to be all of 6'4", 300 pounds. He is a monster on that defensive line. Just a sophomore, I'm going to say that again. He has a big future ahead of him, no pun intended. Then he makes a huge play here for Lakers. That is a must-have. You get a gain of nothing. Now it's fourth down and six. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Big opportunity here for Lakers D.
And it's a quarterback pass down the field to Mason Yanez, overthrown. And a late flag comes in as number 16 was in coverage. That was Bryce Sears on the near sideline. Mason Yanez had to leap for it as there was a little bit of a collision before that happened. And this very well could be pass interference against Lakers to extend this drive even further.
Lakers fans won't like it, but it's an easy call. Bryce Sears runs into the intended receiver before the ball gets there. It was a little high and out of reach, which I think is what the officials are deciding on. But in my opinion, contact was made before the ball got there. Pretty easy pass interference call, and Harbor Beach going to get a first down out of this.
And the initial signal is a pass interference against the defense. And so they're going back from the original line of scrimmage, which is at the 33. And that's 15 yards from the spot of the foul. So it should take them down to about the 18.
And Coach Verberg, the only thing he can do is beg for that pass to be uncatchable. But it's uncatchable because of the contact that was made. In the pros, they would call that illegal contact, not pass interference. You can't run into the wide receiver before the ball gets there. And that's unfortunately what Bryce Sears did. So that will be a first down for Harbor Beach, and you're right on, Clark. It's going to be about the 19-yard line or so.
Harbor Beach's drive extends in favor of a late flag and pass interference. It's a quarterback keeper to Anderson. This one goes nowhere as Lakers' off defensive line is stopping everything in their tracks right inside those trenches at the 20-yard line. A loss of a yard, a tackle made by number 50, Carson Binder. Defensive tackle tonight for Lakers. Second down, 11 to go for Harbor Beach.
We have not called his name since he recovered that fumble early in the first quarter, so good for him to get into the get a tackle there, get on the books other than that fumble recovery. But that's big because you got to help out. You know guys like Blake Smithers are getting double teams, so you got to get in there and make a play, and that's a big one for them. Is unfortunately for them, they give up the first down, but second 11, they got another opportunity here to try to stop this Harbor Beach offense.
Ninth play of this drive for Harbor Beach is a pitch out to the right to number 29. Number 29, Devin Finkel, out gets nowhere. James Dubes on the stop, and it's actually going to be a tackle for a loss of 2 yards on the play. James Dubes, Johnny on the spot, back at the 23-yard line, third down and 13.
All of a sudden, this Lakers defense is swarming to the football. They are completely blowing up this Harbor Beach offensive line. I'm not sure where this late surge is coming from, whether Harbor Beach is getting tired or Lakers is just bringing more pressure and daring Michael Anderson to throw the football at this point. So third and 13, it's four down territory still for Harbor Beach. As they're well into Laker territory. We're going to roll down to 2 minutes, 40 seconds in the third quarter. Harbor Beach still holding an 8-0 lead. They don't need all 13 here, but they're going to stay in the wing T and try to get as much as they can.
And the play clock was coming down to the last few seconds, so Harbor Beach has used Troy Schalke left to use his first time out of the second half with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3 truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Harbor Beach racing a third down and 13 of the Laker 22-yard line with 2.5 to play in the third quarter. 8-0 Harbor Beach leading Lakers. Michael Anderson rolls to his left on the keeper, now throws it downfield, and there's a flag flying as Anderson threw this downfield. He could have been beyond the line of scrimmage when he threw that, but this could be also a horse collar.
I'm between two options. It's either a horse collar on the tackle or it was a blatant hold by the offensive line at Harbor Beach. Either way, it's going to go one way or the other. It would be
more likely against Harbor Beach.
It's sort of looking like Harbor Beach is backing up.
And it is a holding against Harbor Beach, and that'll be the 10-yard, and they're going to decline it and force a fourth down and 13 instead of pushing back that defense.
All right. Harbor Beach's offense is just potent enough where I think if it were me, I'd have backed him up 10 and make him go third and 23. But instead, it's fourth and 13. And for a lot of teams, this is not really an option. But Harbor Beach, I assume, will bring the spread out, which we haven't seen much. And you'll see if Anderson and Puff run the read option or if they just let Anderson sling it down the field.
Booms and Seaman wide to the left, looking to throw downfield. Has a receiver wide down. Mason Yon overthrows him into the end zone, incomplete, and Lakers comes up with a fourth down stop to get the ball back at their own 23-yard line.
That's big for Lakers. The decision to allow them to have fourth and 13 works well. Anderson says, forget it, I'm going to throw it at my favorite target in the end zone. That's Mason Yon, but that's the thing for Harbor Beach that I want to see going into the playoffs, Clark, because there is going to be a day in the playoff where Harbor Beach is going to need to make those throws. And Michael Anderson has been off tonight. Both throws were long, high, and out of reach. The one in the first half and that one there, there was nobody catching that ball. Thrown away, giving Mason Yod no chance to catch it. Lakers now with a big stop and now need to find the end zone here.
Preston Warren coming around the right end on the pitch, gets down to about the 25-yard line for a gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7, tackle made by Nathan Seaman on that defense for Harbor Beach. 2 minutes left in the third quarter, still 8-0. Lakers trails by just a 1 touchdown.
That's the 14th carry of the game for Preston Warren, Clark, and he's averaging a little over 2 yards per carry, and he's one of the leaders on this team. They just have not been able to get the offense moving at all, and they're feeding the guy that they're just waiting. Preston Warren is just a play away in their mind of breaking a big one, and somebody's got to help him out here.
Goes for the reverse, Preston Warren to the left side this time, and he's in trouble, and he's going to be in the backfield in this one for a loss of a yard back at the 24-yard line. Garrison Booms, the corner for Harbor Beach, makes the stop. Second down and 8 for third down and 8 for the Lakers.
And a loss of 1 on the play, and just, again, going nowhere fast. That time, Preston Warren goes to the right. As soon as he gets the ball, plants his foot. It's a designed reverse back to the opposite side, and that's where Garrison Booms is playing out here on the end. And he, as soon as he sees the pivot, he breaks into the backfield and is able to disrupt the play and help create that loss of 1.
Third down and 8 is a pitch to James Dubes coming around the right end. Lakers, or Harbor Beach, is there to meet him at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Number 76, Evan Smolenski, makes the stop after a 1 yard gain. Fourth down and 7 with 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Still Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing.
How impressive are both of these defenses?
Wow.
These are two offenses that average 30 points plus per game, and neither one of them are able to do anything. And knowing that the longest play of the game is 1 7-yard play by Lakers. They need all of 7 to get a first down. I'm punting it away if I'm Coach Verberg. I'm trusting that my defense will get them off the field one more time, and maybe their offense will be able to figure something out.
Preston Warren has trouble with the snap, brings it in, and a nice booming punt down to about the 35-yard line, brought in by Michael Anderson at the 45. Cuts back inside, and he's forced down by number 21, Andrew Siegfried, after a 10-yard return. First and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 45-yard line with an 8-point lead. 5 seconds left in the third quarter.
Just a defensive duel here. Neither offense really able to get much going. Harbor Beach's defense, though, forces that short series and a punt. A very nice punt, by the way, by Preston Warren, who did bobble the snap a little bit. Was a good snap. Kicks it away, booms it. But the only issue with that is you kick it into a playmaker's hands of Harbor Beach and put him in open space.